This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 1st. God's word for you today is Mission Impossible. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 23, verse 23. And it says, "Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. Now it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, see what the Lord has done." Esther 4 verse 7 says, "Mordecai told him the whole story, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. This passage reveals the extent to which people would go to get what they want. In this case, negative. It is unbelievable, and that is why we have to be fortified. Years ago, two young ladies, sisters, came to my office. The older one gave me a present, cufflinks, and I thanked them and prayed for them. When they left, I looked at the cufflinks and it was so nice. It had a manual and warranty. When it was time to go home, I was about to pack my table and then I felt the Holy Ghost tell me not to take the cufflinks home. Yes, Lord, because the first principle in the prophetic, Prophecy 101, every time God speaks, your response must be, yes, Lord. We have to take a posture of obedience, regardless of what he says. Take your son, your only son, like he said to Abraham. Your response is, yes, Lord. So I did not take it home. Time passed, a couple came to see me at the office, and I felt God saying, I should give the cufflinks to the man. This very one? Yes, Lord. So I gave him the cufflinks. Then one day, the younger sister came to my office, and after all the pleasantries, she looked at me boldly and said, you did not wear those cufflinks. I jokingly said, I wore it. And she said, no, you did not wear it. She was so convinced, and after some back and forth, I admitted that I did not wear the cufflinks. What is it about the cufflinks? I asked. She said, every church they go to, our elder sister gifts the pastor cufflinks, which they call handcuffs. Before that week passes, the pastor will show up in their house and sleep with the elder sister. She said, we waited for you. You did not come. Anyone waiting for you and I for such things will wait in vain in Jesus' name. There is no enchantment against us, neither will witchcraft work on us in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, she gave her life to Jesus and got baptized. She says she used to believe that all men of God were fake and all they want is money or to get under a lady's skirt. She said, but not you. So she gave her life to Christ, to the glory of God. Everyone that has put something in their eye to look at you, to seduce you, and trap you will go blind. In the name of Jesus. I hope you said amen. If only you knew how they take people's glory. Some people do not even have their glory anymore, but yours will be restored in Jesus' name. It is all or nothing. After that encounter, I have been more empathetic to pastors that I hear have gone off track. Before that event, I used to be more judgmental. Pastoring is dangerous. If God has not called you, do not do it. Just be the carpenter He has called you to be, and God will protect you in Jesus' name. In the world, you diversify your risks. You spread your investment. You diversify your portfolio. In God, you put all your eggs in one basket, and you hand over that basket to God. Let us pray. Father, no enchantment or divination against me shall stand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.